with the 18th pick in the NFL draft.
Brock Heward's Draft Profile. The names worth watching for the Seahawks' first-round pick. Every morning at 8:30 leading up to the draft.
The Seattle Seahawks select
Sony Michel.
Running back, University of Georgia. Why will everybody be excited if they draft this guy? Because he is a running back. A position in a void that you've not been able to really fill since the days of Marshawn Lynch. Thomas Rawls did so for half a season and then unfortunately could not reciprocate that kind of awesomeness that he brought to the table. Sony Michel is a four-year very good player at Georgia who exploded in 2017. Mike, he averaged 7.9 yards a rush. 7.9 yards a rush. That doubles what the Seahawks run game did a year ago per rush. And obviously, it's a very different level and a very different game. And Georgia's good. They were very good. They nearly won a national championship good with that run game, that offensive line, and really splitting some of those reps with Nick Chubb, another guy that we will profile in this lead up to the draft. But Sony Michel is the flash, man. He is the lightning when it came to that that combination. And Mike Mayock at the NFL Network, who'll be talking all about him on draft day 9 days from now. He compares him to a running back who came on the scene in Alvin Kamara.
I was watching some defensive tape, and he jumped off at me again. And it's Sony Michel, a running back from Georgia. And the more I watch him, the more I see some Alvin Kamara. They're a very similar size, plus or minus 5'10 and a half, 5'11, 215, 220. His burst and acceleration is outstanding, as is his toughness, a lot like Kamara.
But Kamara was a third-round pick. He wasn't the 18th pick in the draft, but there are a lot of similarities. Sony Michel was 5'11", 220 at the combine, ran 4.54. A year ago, Kamara, at nearly the same size, was equal, right there at 4.56. That doesn't blow you away. That's not lightning speed at the combine. Heck, the defensive end, Marcus Davenport, who we profiled yesterday at 6'6", 260, ran 4.58. So it's not like that time was so blistering, but put on the tape, and that is where that speed shows up. He's truly one of those players that when the pads come on, he plays faster, this being Sony Michel. He breaks tackle. He pass protects. He does everything within the offense. He ran a scheme at Georgia that was very pro-style, that had toss elements, that had ISO elements, that had fullbacks and tight ends and a power run game. He didn't come out of a spread scheme where he knows one system and one system alone. He knows an NFL pro-style system. He knows what it takes to put the pads down and get the yards after contact. And man, more than anything else, he knows how to be violent. And when I think of what John Schneider and Pete Carroll have always coveted at that position, it's a level of violence to be a difference maker. Now, Sony Michel himself, he doesn't compare himself to the most violent back in the game. He compares himself to a LeSean McCoy, who's one of the most versatile backs in the game.
You know, guys that I look up to like LeSean McCoy, guys that make guys miss in the open space and make big plays, you know, those guys is who I try to emulate my game after.
What if I said Alvin Kamara? Does that work?
Oh, yeah, that works. I mean, I've been hearing it a lot. He's a smooth runner, powerful runner, run through you. He can catch the ball. He's one of those guys that you got to have in the game to make those big plays.
You know what else Sony Michel's got? He's got a little spunk, man. He's got his own music label. Nick Chubb is your yes sir, no sir, quiet guy, quiet warrior down there at Georgia. It's why they work so well together. Their personality. This guy has got some fun to him. He has got some of that charisma. Here's my concern. Torn ACL in 2011 when he was in high school. Left shoulder contusion in 2014. An ankle injury in 2014. A broken left forearm and an ATV accident off the field in 2015. Re-aggravated a right shoulder blade injury in 2015. A left knee injury in the SEC championship game that knocked him out. Ultimately, he came back from. I think this is one of those guys, more than anybody else in this draft and anybody I preview at 18, where those medical records are so critically important. John Schneider has told us a couple years ago on the air, that, you know, they do all of this work, right? They spend all of this time, and then they bring in the medical people about right now, right? About 10 days or so before the draft, they come in the building, and it says, okay, what kind of investment am I looking at here? Is this a short-term bang for the buck? Is this a long-term guy? Is this an unbelievably thick, durable, tough guy that I could have for 4 to 8 years? Or is this going to be one that's got an injury history that, yeah, you may get some bang for the buck, but at 18 and with the 18th pick in the draft, I don't know if it's sustainable for years and years to come. Had the benefit of splitting carries with Nick Chubb at Georgia. Can he have the benefit of doing so in the NFL with Chris Carson, with CJ Procise in this backfield? Yeah. more than likely, is that worthy of the 18th pick? No. And that is why for the, what, sixth, seventh consecutive time at number 18, I just have been unable to say yes and yes alone.
What if you traded back and found him in the second round?
Yes. And mocks
because
are all over
the place.
Because
I don't think he's going to go in the first round.
No, he's. There were a couple mocks yesterday that had him late
surprised.
First round.
With all other than guys who everybody seems to think is the number one running back, I'd be surprised just based on the fact that there's so many running backs that if you don't get one, you can get the next. And people are looking for something that you can't find later in the draft.
Yeah, I was really surprised to see Mike Williams go in the top 10, John Ross go at number 12, the receiver from Western Michigan go at number 5 last
year.
Sometimes there's a run on skill guys that they just love, that in Alvin Kamara, they look at this and say, okay, great, Alvin Kamara was taken the third round. God bless you, New Orleans, great value you guys found. But look at what he did, more importantly, to impact your team as the rookie of the year on offense. If I need to take that at 18, does it really matter, 18 or 60 or 50 or wherever it is? If I love this guy, I'm going to go get him because I think he can change our system.